Jim, update your position with Southern Gardens for me.
I'm Vice President of Grove Operations.
You and Rick and some others with Southern Gardens recently have been to Brazil. What is their concern about citrus black spot?
Well, every time we've been to Brazil and we talk about greening being a bad problem, they always tell us that greening's bad, but black spot is just as bad as far as the intensity and the amount of control that's required and money spent. Black spot is a very major concern of theirs.
How big a concern do you think it's going to be to Florida then as a production issue?
I've seen in one grove in Florida that had a very heavy infestation of black spot, and I just hope that that never occurs in my grove because there was considerable fruit drop, considerable leaf drop, and it was on every tree basically in that block. And it looked as bad as a major canker infection.
Jim, you went through some recommendations. You value what the Brazilians have to say about controlling CBS, correct?
Yes, sir, I do. I value what they say very much.
For one thing, they told you it's virtually impossible to eradicate, correct?
Yes, sir. They basically, once you get black spot, it's here to stay. Black spot works the same way as greasy spot, the way it spreads. So we have never eradicated greasy spot, so why do we think we'll eradicate black spot?
I think you said you believe over 20 or 30 years it'll be all over Florida.
And that's just looking at what happened in Brazil. It started in an area called Bahia, and then it spread south from there into Sao Paulo State, and that was over about a 50-year time span, and then it spread into different areas. Now, there are areas in Brazil and Sao Paulo that black spot is not a major concern at this time, but they're always looking out for it.
You went through some recommendations from Brazil, starting with some non-chemical recommendations. Tell us about some of those, please.
Yes, sir. One of the things they truly believe in is any inoculum, try to get it out of your grove. And one of the things they do is they use what is called green mulch. When they mow, they throw the mowing debris underneath the tree to build a bed of mulch to help increase the decomposition of the leaves or fruit that may be on the ground. The other thing that they do is they don't use microjet irrigation. Where they do have irrigation, they use drip to keep from splashing the spores around. And then in very highly infected areas, they will actually take people and go in and remove the leaves out from under the trees and remove the fruit out from under the trees that may spread the disease.
This mulching thing, as you noted, a lot of Florida growers would cringe at that thought, but you think it has some possibilities for Florida where black spot is?
It very well could. I think some work needs to be done on it. Of course, we cringe because we're saying, well, heck, we're just throwing the weed seed up under our trees and going to cause a bigger problem. But, you know, from what we saw in Brazil, actually, once you build up a good bed of mulch, it actually helps with your weed control.
Chemical control, just an overview.
Chemical control in Brazil, they're doing as many as 2 to 5 sprays, but they're using copper and many of those sprays, and then they'll also use your strobilurin fungicides. So I think if you talk to most growers, they're probably doing a minimum of 4 to 5 sprays and using copper, then strobes. They may use strobes 2 to 3 times a year, which 3 times concerns me. And then, a couple of times a year, I think you can get by with. But we got to be careful as far as resistance building up with the strobilurins.
How big a problem has CBS been for Southern Gardens so far?
So far, we've been fortunate. We've found 4 pieces of fruit on 1 tree in our Devil's Garden Grove. And that's the only find. We destroyed that tree, plus all the trees across the row on each side of it. So we removed about another 8 trees as well. We burned them right there on spot to where we didn't spread the litter through the grove. And that's all we found so far. We did have some samples that were pulled out of our southern grove, which came back negative.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.